with all the crime stories, with all the stories about Haiti, with all the stories about politics, with all the stories about climate change and all this depressing, sad stuff that's going on out there, it is fantastic to see, and I'm actually saying this in jest, that Fox News is doing a story about Octomom being able to have 14 kids and now fit into a teeny weeny red bikini, and how that will be on the cover of Star Magazine. Only one can sit and wonder and maybe ponder why any magazine in the world would put Octomom in a bikini on their front page with all this other stuff that's going on. Health reform, crime, missing persons, problems with drugs, child prostitution, human trafficking, you name it. I think we need to know more about Octomom. Looking at other articles here, we're seeing a then and now about the cast of a Home Improvement, 1980s winners and losers, and how Gilligan's Island is going to be recast. Yeah, it's entertainment news, and maybe it takes our mind off of all of the stresses that are going on in the world. Believe me, we all have them, including yours truly. Like I said before, 2009 was bad. 2010 really sucks, too. But seeing Octomom in a bikini certainly doesn't make me feel any better. Doing these commentaries for you does. I'll let you decide if you want to buy Star Magazine or read the article about, you know her, you love her, you can't live without her, Octomom. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.